From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I mean, say what you want about him, but he did jawbone it successfully down, didn't he, I guess?
Well, yeah, he did. You're talking about Trump. This is after the sort of topsy-turvy that we've seen to the start of this week. I thought we'd better give a bit of a market update, and we'll obviously start with the key player in all this, which is the oil price. And it has bounced around overnight between sort of $95 and $89. Well, that's what I wrote down about 10 minutes ago. It's now just sitting around $87. So very volatile. But, Mike, doesn't that $120 level seemed like a lifetime ago, but that was actually just Monday. Look, there's still plenty of nervousness out there, and we did hear a great comment on Monday, actually. Somebody said we're only a single tweet away from the conflict being over. It does all revolve around regaining reasonable transport through the Straits of Hormuz, and as I think I pointed out yesterday, it sort of needs to happen before producers start shutting down production, because restart's not as simple as shutting it down. Although, Mike, yesterday the CEO of Saudi Aramco did give some comfort over that. He said they could start up production again in days, not weeks, so that's good. If you cast your eye across the share markets yesterday, Asian markets during the day yesterday were an absolute sea of green, so pretty much recovery everywhere. However, most markets didn't regain the ground they lost the previous day, and an example of that, the ASX 200, was down 2.85% on Monday. It only rebounded just over 1% yesterday, and unfortunately the New Zealand market, well, we didn't join in that rebound party. We were down 5 points, so an anemic response on the New Zealand share market. Also, just quickly updating people on New Zealand interest rates. Yesterday morning I pointed out that we'd had a significant lift in our interest rates in the wholesale markets. Yesterday they fell, but only half the amount they sold off the previous day. And Mike, I think you just mentioned this, sort of, let's just be objective about what has been said in the last 24 hours. I think you can describe it as being mixed messages out of the US administration. I sort of did a little take up here. President Trump said the war would end very soon. He said the military objectives were pretty well complete, but he also said they'd hit them hard. Hesketh said it was just beginning, and then Trump said it's a bit of both. So I think you actually just need to look at what the actions are. So, and we are hearing overnight that there is some increased traffic through the Straits of Hormuz. My take is there's still a unhealthy amount of uncertainty here. Yep. It's not quite over yet.
Air New Zealand, I don't know what to worry about more, the cost of actually buying a ticket or the long-term game for an airline that really is in some serious trouble, isn't it?
Yes, very difficult times for our national carrier. Airlines are tough businesses to run, Mike. There's all these critical factors that you just can't control. Think COVID and fuel prices come to mind, don't they? Yesterday, they issued an announcement to the NZX suspending their previous earnings guidance. And the thing here, Mike, is that the business was struggling anyway. You know, if I want to use a boxing analogy, it was on the ropes, it was on the canvas, it was losing money. That's before it got hit by the fuel crisis. So one of its key input costs has spiked significantly. Jet fuel costs are very volatile. So the effective cost of a barrel of jet fuel has almost doubled. The company was assuming it would lose about the same amount of money in the second half of the year as it did in the first, but the assumptions it made are now no longer appropriate. It's expected to meaningfully affect second half earnings, and there's been a lot of questions about couldn't they hedge this stuff? Well, they were actually hedging the Brent crude price, not the difference. Right. But yeah, the crack spread. Isn't that a wonderful name, the crack spread? So they need to take action. They adjust the network and schedule as required. Somebody did very grimly remind me yesterday, Mike, that October this year will be the 25th anniversary of the 2001 rescue plan and nationalisation. So let's hope that
been
that
there before. Listen, we're short on time. Just give us a quickie on the truckometer because I need some good news.
Good news. Nice bounce. Light traffic index lifted 2.5% in February or just under that. Monthly numbers can bounce around, but it's up 4.5% year on year. Strongest annual growth in 3 years. Good signal for economic activity in coming months, as long as the fuel costs don't muck it up. Heavy traffic index up 2.5%. Same lift year on year. Trending in the right direction. That's your good news.
Good, good, good. What are the numbers?
Bounce in the US markets overnight. The Dow Jones is up 400 points, 0.84%, 48,142. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%, 6830. And the NASDAQ up 0.85%, 22,889. All good. FTSE 100 bounced 1.59% overnight, closing at 10,412. The Nikkei bounced 2.88%. 54,248. The Shanghai Composite bounced 0.2%, 4,123. As I said, the Aussies were up just over 1%, 8,629. We weren't joining in that party, though. We were down 4 points, 13,094. Kiwi dollar, 0.5953 against the US. But we're still weakening off against the Aussie, hitting, you know, what is lows we haven't seen since 2012, 0.8324, 0.5109 against the euro, 0.4421 pounds, 93.79 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at 5,229. And update on the oil price, $86.81.
Could be worse. Nice to see you. Shure and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.